We've had Hollywood celebrities. We actually have had Hollywood celebrities before. We've had waves. In the 40s, we would have multiple entertainers, including Frank Sinatra and Jimmy Durante and Bing Crosby and Animal Axe. And we still have an entertainer, and we've had Hollywood guests. Barbara Streisand came to her first dinner in 1962. We've had more of them in the last 20 years. We've added scholarship winners. The association only started sponsoring a scholarship about 20 years ago. Now it's a big part of our evening. We use all the proceeds from the dinner to raise money for the scholarships, and we award them at the dinner, and the scholarship winners get to meet the president, and this first lady particularly enjoys coming up to hand them out. And it's a high point of our evening.
And so why do news organizations invite celebrities to the dinner, and what do they have to do with the dinner?
Well, you'd have to define celebrity for me. Now, I think if you're inviting the chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, in my world, that's a celebrity. And I'm lucky enough to sit at the head table with the President of the United States, and to me, that's the biggest celebrity in the room, and always is. So there are other celebrities who come. And I assume that you're talking about Hollywood or actors and actresses. You know, some news organizations who are members, particularly the TV networks, invite the people who work for their TV networks.
Guests continue to arrive. We just saw MSNBC's Al Sharpton a moment ago for an inside look.